On Shabbos, we read Parsha Shkalim, the first of the Arba Parshios, the four special Parshios Chazal instituted to read in preparation for Purim and Pesach. The mitzvah of Shkalim is where every Yid is required to bring a half shekel every year to the Beis HaMikdash. But there's an interesting stipulation to the mitzvah. The Torah insists on uniformity. The Pasuk says, "Asher lo yarbe, vadal lo yamet." The wealthy should not give more, and the poor should not give less than a half shekel. And the question is, if someone has the means and he wants to give more, why can't he give more? So once a beautiful homiletical interpretation on this pasuk. By not allowing the rich man to give more, it teaches him a vital lesson. Asher lo yarba. You asher and not yarba. You are not more. Just because you have wealth and power, don't think that you are more significant than any other person. You count as one, and every Yid in Klal Yisrael counts as one as well. Everyone is equal. And on the other hand, vadal lo yamet. The poor man should not feel diminished. Don't feel inferior. Don't think that I don't matter. As it pertains to the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Ruchnius, where it really matters, your bank account does not play a role. Everyone is equal in the eyes of Hashem. Every Yid has their Shoresh Neshama embedded in the Torah. If one Yid, even one Jewish soul, would have been missing by Matan Torah, the Torah would not have been given. The Pasuk says, referring to Matan Torah, V'loi itchem levatchem. Not only with you am I making this covenant. Ki es asher yeshnoi poi. It's with those who are standing here today. Ve es asher neni poi emanu hayon. And also with those who are not here with us today. Says the Medrash, we infer from this pasuk, every neshama in Kal Yisrael, even if their bodies had not yet been created, their soul was present by Matan Torah. At Har Sinai, everyone was equal. The Gemara says in Masechta Shkalim, HaTorah shenosen lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. The Torah that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu was Eish Shechayr Agaba Eish Lavena. Black fire superimposed onto white fire. What does that mean exactly? So the Zohar says that the acronym of Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Riba Oisius LaTorah. Just like there are 600,000 neshamas in Klal Yisrael, there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. And every Yid is connected to their unique letter in the Torah. However, if we count up all the letters in the Torah, we'll only find about 300,000 letters, half that amount. So what does it mean that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah? So once a very powerful idea. There's a deeper message of Eish Chayr Agaba Eish Lavena. If you look into the Sefer Torah, you'll see black letters written onto white parchment. If you count up all the letters and all the spaces around the letters, then there's a total of 600,000. And that reflects all the souls of Klal Yisrael. So what's the deeper message here? It's referring to two types of souls found in Klal Yisrael. Some people are unfortunately enveloped in a black, dark fire. They're plunged into deep despair and hopelessness. While some are surrounded in white light, happy, tranquil, and content. So, Eish Chayra Agaba Eish Lavena. The Torah of 600,000 and Klal Yisrael of 600,000 is only complete when the white fire can uplift and illuminate the black fire, the dark souls among us. That is the ultimate symbol of Ahavas Yisrael. Sometimes all it takes to lift someone out of their despair and give them some hope is a good word, or a nice greeting, or even just a warm smile. And with that, I'd like to share with you an amazing story. The Golden Gate Bridge is a majestic attraction and an iconic landmark in San Francisco. It's also the world's leading suicide location. On average, every 2 weeks, someone jumps to their death. Almost everyone living in the Bay Area knows somebody who jumped. Dr. Jerome Mato, a psychologist who worked with suicide patients after the World War II, had the unenviable task of researching the pattern and history of suicide patients and notifying their next of kin. He once recounted this incredible story of one of the patients who jumped to his death from the Golden Gate Bridge. He said, "I went to this guy's apartment. I went along with the medical examiner. This guy that jumped was in his 30s. He lived alone, pretty bare apartment. We were looking around for some clues. Then we came across a note he had written that shook us to the core. He left it on his kitchen table. He wrote, 'I'm going to walk to the bridge now. If on the way to the bridge, one person says hello to me, or even as much as smiles at me, I will not jump.'" Dr. Mato said, "It's a half-hour walk from his home to the bridge. And apparently, nobody as much glanced in his direction." Just like if one letter is missing in the Sefer Torah is puzzle. Likewise, if one Jew is struggling, there's a lack. There's a gaping hole in Klal Yisrael. We never know what impact one kind word or one caring smile can have on another person. It might even save a life. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.